Q105.5. The new Q105.5. The Denny Schaefer Show.
All right, welcome back. Denny and the girls hanging out with you on a Monday, and it is the mother of all Monday. 6:57. Power outage for hours. Computers are down, and it's a mess here at the show, but we are going to get through it because we are professionals, and we're very good at what we do. All right, it's Q, and oh, we can't take phone calls because you can't hear us because the equipment is down. It's awesome. All right, it's going to be sunny and gorgeous today with a high 61. Partly sunny tomorrow and 73, 46 at the Q. Maybe warmer. I haven't checked in a while. Checked I do with my phone. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's installing. Mm-hmm. Hello, yep. Susan. How you doing over there?
Good.
You
I'm good. I'm excited. Look, I got post-it notes. I went to the store.
Oh, you have sticky ones, too.
Yeah, look at that nice bright yellow
glow. Oh,
those
see?
Lame ones that I it's gave you the little things. While ago that didn't have sticky.
It's a banner boner day. Hello, Mother Teresa. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, my people.
How are you doing over there?
I'm good. I got to sleep in this morning, so it was good.
Well, why is that? Because you have the your alarm set to the queue. Oh, my gosh, my phone's right in front of me. I'm like, where's my phone? I'm looking for it. It's right in front of me.
6:58 right now.
Yeah. Anyway, so what time does your alarm usually go off?
Oh, usually goes off at 5:30.
Oh, we're off
actually,
the air.
Actually, 5:20.
Sorry. I think the power went out in this area. I guess you could talk to, who is it? Toledo Edison? They would probably know, right, when it went off. But Gary down at Hay 100 thinks it was sometime around midnight. So it was off all night long. Now, we have you know, when something like that happens, when the stations go off the air, you know, all the management gets a little text or a call saying, hey, you're off the air. But since power's down, nobody got it, so nobody knew. I was the guy mm-hmm. who found it when I came into work. And to talk about scary and freaky, you know, I'm driving down Burn Road like I normally do.
Sure.
Go by the VOOC, say hey to the girls. And then I come up over the hill by Channel 24, which when you look at 24 over there, it looks like a little cemetery.
Yeah.
Come over the hill, over the train tracks, whatever, and all of a sudden it's pitch black. There's no traffic light. There's no Valero. There's nothing. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, I wonder what the radius was.
And I'm like, oh, man, we are off the damn air. We are the power. We're dead power. So nobody knew what to do at the stop, at the light. I did because, you know, I'm a Nazi when it comes to those kind of rules. So I stop, and you treat it as a four-way stop. Somebody's just zipping right down Airport Highway, didn't even stop, nothing,
no.
Just kept right
oh,
on going,
wow.
Didn't even break. I'm like, okay, enjoy your drinking and driving. And so I zip through, and I turn on Arlington, and then what I suspected, you know, all the apartments, everything is complete, you know, pitch black. UTMC, UTMC was... was up and running because they have backup.
Generators. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not us because we're radio trapped in the 40s. Anyway, so I pull in the building, get back here. And I'm like, holy crap, it is dark back here. I'm like, okay, there's no way I can get in the building because you got to have the electric code. You got to hit your number
yeah.
to get in. And so I'm like, that's a waste of time. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, I texted and called the engineer, leave a little happy message for me. Hey, just want to let you know, we're out of power. That means we're off air, blah, blah, blah. And then I called Edison to find out maybe when it was going to come back on, and I'm dinking with that, and all of a sudden the power comes on. So I come in the building, and I didn't...
Yeah, what do you do?
And Cliff's here from RQN, and we're both walking around trying to get stations on the air, and we couldn't figure it out. He popped a CD in over there, popped a CD in on Hay 100. Couldn't figure out where the CD player was in 94.5. And here, I know how the CDs work, but I didn't have any. But it wouldn't have mattered. We wouldn't have been on. We would have been on the stream. So it's been a typical, and we haven't had one of these in a long, long time, like a Monday. If it's going to happen any other day, it's going to be today. So there you go.
Well, okay.
Keep that down out there. We got to keep the door open because to advance the show to the next element,
right.
I've got to yell to Paul in the other studio so he can hit the button. But Rick, is, our engineer here, is hasn't had a breakdown yet. He's close.
No, he's okay.
He's mentally ready to snap.
Right.
He's got to babysit all these stinking stations. He's a one-man crew when it should be, at a minimum, it should be at least three guys.
This is fun, though. It's like flashback to my college radio days in WFAL. It was fun. I mean, all the doors were open. We were helping everybody out because somebody had issues or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of
crazy,
fly by
crazy
the seat
time.
Of your pants radio.
So I'd love to not do this right now, but I'll have to ask you, do you want traffic and weather?
Can you do it?
I can.
Well, yeah, put it in there, okay. Dude.
It's,
regular
it's,
show.
It's, it's, came up, but it's
traffic and weather. But we can't do news because of the internet.
No, we do have internet. We just don't have access to the servers and all that stuff. So
I think the servers back up. Thought he said servers were back up.
Okay, well,
so you can check it because it's very, very important. So we can hear Sasham say Dwallies.
Okay.
What?
All right. All right.
Sorry.
Oh, what happened?
You know,
no.
Hickey is having his friend raiser tonight.
Oh yes.
At 5:30, I guess.
Oh. Okay.
And Sasham over there at 13 ABC, she's doing the story.
Yeah.
And she says, and he's having a fundraiser tonight at Dwally's on Alexis.
Isn't it Dooley's?
It is.
Okay.
But she didn't know that.
Oh.
And Jeff Smith, who did the story earlier in there, said it right.
Right.
And then when she did it like 30 minutes later, she said Dwally's. And I'm like, that's Oops. Funny. Maybe we should call it that because it's spelled what? D-U-A-L-L-Y-S?
Oh, Dooley's? Yeah. I just say, was she looking at a teleprompter or was she just kind of winging it and just didn't remember
know.
It was Dooley's?
I don't know, but she's awesome. I can tell you that.
Hey, man, everybody does
so,
that.
So, yeah, it would be funny, though, if she does our news and then she says Dwally's, then we'll all get a big laugh.
Okay.
Because that's what we do here. We laugh at people.
How was your weekend, by the way?
There were some bright moments and some ugly ones.
I understand.
We'll only talk about the bright ones.
Wow, that sounds good.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get to a break. Then we'll come back and talk about me.
Oh.
I love talking about me. It's my favorite topic.
Could we talk about you?
I would.
It's so rare.
She's mocking me.
It's such a special occasion. Everybody tune in and get by your radios. Warm up your coffee. Snuggle up with your blankets. We're going to talk about Uncle Denny.
Are you done?
I'm done.
All right. So we'll come back with that and stuff under things. You are listening to The Q.
Broadcasting 105.5 right now. Traffic brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Celebrating 45 years, serving Toledo for only $19.95 per month.
This look at your right now. Traffic is also brought to you by Grogan's Town and Target. We have.